Well, there's it's a continuum. The fewer freedoms you have, the fewer responsibilities you have.
Yeah. It's very easy to just not do
But
something.
conversely, the more freedoms you have, the more responsibilities you have. The more, and I think we should call them duties, because I think that matters. Because I tell you what, man, when I say to like left-wing secular women, you've got a duty to have children, man, do they fucking spurg out? Like they go mental. No, I don't. No, I don't. It's like, well, who does have a duty to have children? No one. So we just die as a civilization, do we? You know, like, do the men have children? Who has the children? You know, like, and they'll be like, well, what about men? It's like, okay, well, who's gonna fight off the Germans the next time they invade? It's not gonna be the women, is it? Oh, right, the men have got a duty to defend the country, but you don't have a duty to have children to continue the country. Is that it? It's like, so we've got to nail this stuff down from a secular point of view, and if we can't, then the Muslims aren't gonna win.
I think it's very hard to outline it, but no, continue, Alex, sorry.
To sort of concentrate the point, if you had omnipotent power, realistic omnipotent power, you would.
Realistic omnipotent power, yeah, go
I
on.
mean, essentially, you are a dictator, and people obey would say. That's what I'm trying to sort
Sorry,
of sketch here.
say again, say again. You
Essentially,
broke up.
you. Oh, sorry. Essentially, you're a dictator with unlimited power, and people roughly do what you tell them to do, right? Would you actively try to sort of push women into the duty fulfilling role of providing offspring?
I think that the thing that I'm talking about is personal decision making, right? So I don't need the government to do any of this or like to be like, I think this is a conversation that has necessary components that lead to an inevitable outcome. And if we don't accept that, then we will just simply cease to exist.
That sounds like slavery with extra steps.
What?
Oh,
What?
fucking.
That
Aren't
means
you a
your
slave?
proposition is that we are being oppressed by nature.
He literally hit you with a Rick and Morty quote.
What?
I mean, fundamentally, yes, you are simping to nature.
No, oppressed by nature.
Simping
We are simping
to
to nature. You're
nature.
right. You're right. You're right.
That's
Yeah,
you
that's
framed it
true.
correctly, therefore you win.
No, but I mean, like, fundamentally, you present it as if there is some sort of incredible moral duty to maintain what you perceive to be Western civilization,
Yes.
to the point where you are willing to sacrifice some of the core tenets of what I would call
What have I
Western
sacrificed?
civilization.
What have I
Well,
sacrificed?
personal liberty, the choice not to have
How
children, for example.
but how yeah, I'm not saying you don't have a choice to not have children.
Now, what you are essentially saying is we need to reprogram ourselves on
Let him
such.
finish,
You're on
Sargon.
the
Sargon,
duty.
let him
Duty
finish.
is oppression. Duty is authoritarian. That's the axis you're on here.
I
Is it
would.
authoritarian to have duties?
I would have to think about that for a moment, but
It's
roughly.
not. It's not authoritarian to
Sargon,
have duties.
Sargon, let him
hold on.
finish. You're a much better debater than he is. Let him try and get his points across, man. Come
Shooting
on.
from the hip, I would argue that if you do not sort of voluntarily accept those duties, then yeah, it is oppression.
Why?
Well, you are being coerced to do something you don't want to
No
do.
one's coercing you. You can shirk your
What
duties if you want.
is the freedom that the duty derives from?
Again, I want to point out from what I've heard Sargon
To.
say, Alex, was got he said as he wants to have a conversation. He stressed the importance of this, not forced people to do it.
Yeah, I
No,
mean,
saying
people
that,
people
Sargon.
shirk their duties all the time. Like people have got a
No,
duty to be a good parent, and people shirk that constantly,
hold on,
constantly,
but.
right?
But wouldn't hold on, hold on, hold on. But the agreement is, in at least in a liberal society, that a duty is derived from a freedom, surely, right?
No,
Like,
a
if you have
duty is
no, if
response.
you have a
Yeah, that's not
freedom
true.
to have guns, you have the duty to not go around shooting everyone you see
No,
because you
the
feel
duty is
awkward
not derived from the freedom, although it is
or connected to
alongside
it.
it is yeah, it is connected to. Duties are usually derived from God, right?
But from a secular perspective,
Yeah.
right?
What?
But that's the problem. That's
Yeah, but.
exactly the problem. So I was on the Mythicist podcast the other day, and I was trying to trying to essentially get them to explain to me why, like, where can we get the idea of duty from if not from God, right? I'm not a religious man in any way, shape, or form. I've got no interest in praying or anything like that. I think it's nonsense. But there is an advantage to the idea of religion, which is the fact that you've got an authority figure from which you can derive moral imperatives from, right? And these are moral imperatives that will get you to do things that you might otherwise choose not to do for your own personal selfish reasons, frankly. And continuing our civilization is something that we have to do. Like,
why?
Imagine, because, what do you mean, why? What's the alternative? What's the alternative?
Not continue the civilization.
Yeah, and is that a moral good?
Are you asking me to actually make a final judgment whether or not continuing...
Yeah, I think that Western civilization has contributed so much, it is a moral good to continue it.
Okay.
So here is the core issue, I think, that you the struggle is that you're framing it that everyone agrees that the West, what, like, in the sense that everyone agrees that Western civilization, like, is the best thing, whereas as much as people might implicitly agree to it, they haven't actively agreed to it, right?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. Right? I understand.
So when you make these points to people, they go, well, I haven't actively agreed to this, so what the fuck is this guy saying?
Yeah, and then I'm saying is, if you don't agree to voluntarily do this, then the Muslims will make you do this. So
in effect, religions are cultural packages that are stored.
About philosophically. This is about practically. Like, if we do not continue our own civilization, and if we do not produce children, next generations that will become Westerners, that grow up with Western values, that vote, that pay taxes, the Muslims will take over. The birth rates just are in. The numbers are in. The numbers are just in, right? So if we don't up our birth rates, the Muslims will outbreed us. And they don't give a shit about your ideas of personal freedom. They are going to oppress the fuck out of gays. They are going to oppress the fuck out of women. And they're going to tell you that God told them to do it, right? So you better figure out a fucking way of making sure that you can say, actually, we can resist this, but also we probably also have to form families and have children, because otherwise that's the alternative. So we have to figure out a way to do this.
I agree with Sargon.
The numbers are in. You don't have to agree with me or disagree with me. This is inevitable.
How long ago did did Milo leave the US and basically say that Europe's just like you? The UK is just lost.
Unless we change things. We can change things, but we have to figure out why we should have families.
That's fine. But do you think that the way you frame things makes you correct, but doesn't make people agree with you?
Well, I don't care if they agree, as long as they're correct.
Well, then how are you going to convince anyone to do anything?
You can disagree with correct statements if you want.
No, that's true. But surely, like, surely the only reason to talk to someone is to convince them to do something that you think is correct.
Well, the I don't know. I think
otherwise you're just
there's...
talking to them as if you're trying to debate every person you meet.
Well, no, the best bit is watching the reaction, because when you spring upon someone...
Sargon, you're cutting out there, my man. Oh God, did his internet just get fucked up again? I'm gonna take a screenshot. I see he's still there.
Are you, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So the thing is, right, and this is the thing. This is how you know that there's something here that people are deliberately shirking, right? When I was talking to this woman on the Mythicist podcast about this, one of the things that the chat was pointing out, and, you know, all the comments are like, Christ, as soon as someone brought this up, she sounded like she was about to cry. Why? Why is she about to cry over this?
I can't speak for her, but I could imagine that you are imposing, let me rephrase that. You are painting a future where she would essentially be robbed of her choice.
Yeah.
And that is scary, and I understand that it's scary.
But it's also a moral dereliction of duty. She's being told that she's done something wrong, and she didn't even realize she was doing something wrong. But the thing is, this is she was one of these kind of like, you know, ethot types. And let's be honest, no one looks at that and thinks, oh, that's virtue right there, right?
Hmm. Yeah, I
think no one looks at thoughts and you know, women prostituting themselves online and thinks, wow, virtue, right?
But what would you consider to be virtuous?
Well, that's an entirely different question, really. But do you think she considers that to be virtuous?
Being an e-thought.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between e-thought, just to clarify, as in someone who does cam work, which is very particular.
Well,
talking about someone who does, or someone who
I'm not exactly sure what she does exactly, but she's some sexualized woman on the internet, right? So she either like some sex counselor or something. I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly what she does, but she's leveraging her female attractiveness to make money.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a sex counselor, to be honest. Like, if it's a sex counselor,
I don't know. I don't know exactly what she does. But let's just assume she's an ethot, right? Something along those lines. You know, no one's saying that's virtuous, right?
Well, that's such a weird rhetorical thing that you do quite often, actually. This, no one has seen this, no one says this, and I mean, on a rhetorical level, this argument works. When you actually look into it, why is it important to talk about?
You can make an abstract argument.
Why is it even important to talk about? Talk about virtue. Why do we assume that the person deals in the code of virtue and not in some other code?
Everyone deals in virtues.
Right.
How can you not? How can a good person exist who doesn't exhibit virtue?
I mean, now you're talking about exhibiting and consciously choosing virtues, and those are two different things.
You don't have to consciously choose a virtue, but you've got to exhibit them.
All right. Well, again, the problem is there as well. If she does like e-thought sort of things and stuff like that as well, is if we don't know specifically what she does, if she's just selling her body things, there it doesn't matter then what she does with her influence and stuff like that. Sargon, would you say what you do is virtuous?
Yeah, I think so.
Is what I do virtuous?
What is it you consider yourself to do?
I pull talks with a bunch of people and spread issues about generally current topics and generally with a same kind of bent of the things that you talk about and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's virtuous to talk about difficult subjects.
Just out of curiosity, just to add to that, is Doom Eternal virtuous?
Not in and of itself.
You don't need to be virtuous to exist, is the point. For a product, for a person to exist,
they
don't need to be virtuous. No. And to make a point,
non-virtuous things exist, right? The question is, what are you doing, right? Think of Aristotle, right? So you've got Aristotle's golden mean, which is the exhibition of virtue between two points of extreme. So if you're a brave man, then you are not cowardly, but you're also not reckless, right? Because an excess of courage doesn't make you good or virtuous or brave or sensible. It means you're actually going to get yourself killed, and there might be people relying on you. You might endanger other people, right? So Aristotle would put this down as not being a virtue, right? So he's not a coward, but he's also not reckless. He is suitably brave. And I realize this isn't necessarily something you can say, oh, there's no objective standard. No, there's not. It's all about fucking how we feel about things, right? But do you feel that an ethot is fucking virtuous? You know? And if the answer is no?
I don't think that's everything they do.
Things that are not that don't fall into the category, but being a thought on the internet does.
Well, again, but the fact is we haven't properly defined what she properly does and how much of a thought she is.
Let's just assume she's an ethot, just a regular common garden ethot, for the sake of the argument.
All right, how bad are we talking here? Are we talking about the kind of person that
is a little bit of ethotery virtuous?
Well, again, we need to establish a ground rules of what an ethot is. Are we talking about just somebody that sits and talks about their day while having a low cut top? Like, what are we talking
about? Is that virtuous?
No, she might think it's honest. Virtuous.
But all right. So say she's talking about things that she genuinely cares about and whatnot, and she just knows that things are better when she puts her top down.
But do you look at that and think that she's making the world a better place?
No, and she might think she's doing a better place, but what if she's doing that just so that she reaches a grander audience, so that she can spread more what she thinks with her virtue?
This is the point, right? So these are our standards to define, and it seems that you guys can't even accept that there might be a standard that we need to define.
Universal standard?
Hold on.
I didn't say universal.
Hold on. The question is whether the standard is relevant to the point. Not necessarily if the standard exists, right? Like, could say, well, what's her opinion on taxes? Like, how the fuck is that relevant
to
whether she...
Who cares about
her
fucking opinion on taxes?
No, but this is the point. That her opinion on her need to have children, right? Yes, it does relate to her sexuality, right? It's inherent in her sexuality. But then when she says, well, I don't need to be told by someone who is not in a relationship with me, I think that's a fair thing to say. But if you spring this on someone who has not had the argument presented to them, and then you say, haha, they could not come up with an argument, that is not a point of you saying that you are correct. It's simply a case that they could not come up with an argument. Would that not be fair?
Okay, but that applies to any person who's just lost an argument.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine, but that's also true of someone. Okay, if you're looking, if you're attempting to do what I think most people should be doing, is attempting to look for the most correct, the most ideal way of living, as we mentioned before, in the sense that, like, not necessarily the scientific method, but in the same sense of like MMA and stuff, where it's like we're just trying to cobble together the best non-shit thing, right? In order to do that, we have to both come into the... Multiple people have to come into the conversation, not just chucking shit at each other, right? We need to both be like, let's give each other room and let's at least try and like come to a synthesis. But the problem is, so much of this stuff is like, anchor it. And it just makes it so difficult.
I don't think I've actually asserted my correctness on anything. And I think fact... Well, hang on. But I think that what you're reacting to is the very way that I'm framing this, right? And I think that's what she reacted to as well. But the thing is,
she was crying about something you said.
Well, she was crying about the very fact that I was bringing this up. Do women have a duty to have children, right?
Reacting, by the way, just as a side note.
Well, no. I don't know, like, whether I'm right or wrong, right? I'm asking the question. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Is there a secular duty for women to have children? And I think there probably is. Right, and the thing is, and if we frame it like, well, you know, she's some ethos and she's free to do it. It's like, okay, but is that a virtuous thing? Would you want that for yourself? Would you want that for someone else? Would you look at that as being favourable? Would you look at that as being something admirable that you can look up to? The answer is no. The world is a worse place because of ethosery.
Oh, I think it's because it's dishonesty, though. I think that's the bigger problem. I think that's the underlying problem.
And the virtue in this regard would be what? Honesty, right?
Yes.
So you're looking at her and saying, right, she's not virtuous. And she knows that. And then the thing is, she's there proudly saying, well, I'm an ethos. I can teach you how to, I don't know, double penetrate with dildos or something.
Well,
she's portraying this as if it is a virtue. But that's not really much of a virtue, is it?
I think you may be disarmed.